Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today, and we are certainly appreciative of your engagement on this platform. So many of you who are connecting with us understand this platform is really about helping all of us become better leaders. We talk leader language here, and thank you so much for the thousands of you around the world who tell us every single week that this podcast is truly a blessing to your life. You know, I believe iron sharpens iron, and I believe the scripture when it says that, and I believe it's so important that we are able to get tools, practical tools that can help us navigate the terrain of leadership. So thank you so much. If this is your first time tuning in to this podcast, let me know. Make sure that you follow me at JosephWalker3. I want you to let me know on Instagram that, hey, I'm a new listener. Make sure you share this podcast with as many people as you can. Help us to reach 1 million people. We want to do that. I want you to continue to spread the news that this podcast is touching lives. These 20 minutes we spend with you are designed to be drive time opportunities or when you're just, you know, sitting around a break, hey, getting your skill sharpened. And that's what it's about. So I appreciate you. Go to josephwalker3.org to find out when I'll be in your area. If you're interested in having us to come to speak to your group, we'd love to do that. And of course, I have a variety of books on leadership, from Leadership and Loneliness to Leader Shifts, Mastering the Art of Transition, and No Opportunity Wasted, just a variety of different texts that I've written to help leaders become who they should become. Also, would like to invite you to be a part of our book club, Next Level Leader Book Club. Yes, all you've got to do is text book club to 78228. That's book club to 78228. We are reading 25 books this year in 2025, and it's an amazing book club, and hundreds of folks are on, and we have some extraordinary books that we're reading. And I think readers are leaders, right? And so why don't you join us? Be a part. Come on, be my guest, and we'll send you the link and let you know when you can join us on Zoom. And I promise you, it will be a blessing to your life. And finally, go over there to YouTube and check out my wife and I's Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, another video platform that we've curated to help folks with life, with marriage, with parenting, with vision, a variety of things we talk about. So it'll bless you. Go over there and subscribe to that. So I appreciate you so much. And today, I want to talk about the power of proximity, how to position yourself for purpose. You know, I believe a lot of times we miss the idea that where we are and who we are around matters, but it does. And one of the scriptures that I love, Proverbs 13 and 20, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. You ever thought about how important your crowd is? How important the environment that you allow yourself to stay in, how important it is? And I think that when you begin to think about the implications of that, you begin to realize that there is power in proximity, and that you have to align yourself with people that have similar values, that are pulling you away from those things that are risky and pulling you toward those things that create great reward. So as a leader, I want to talk to you today, and I want you to take notes, and I give you these 7 principles today because I want you to hear them loud and clear. Boy, I tell you, in this one, I really might write the book on this one. I promise you. So here's the first thing. Your circle determines your ceiling. Let's just drop the mic right there. Your circle determines your ceiling. You rise to the level of those around you. And that's why it's so important, right? The people you have in your life, you have to watch child sometimes when they're around mediocrity and everybody else is being mediocre. They're talking about mediocrity, how that can influence that child. When they're around someone who is on a meteoric rise, who is pushing toward excellence, how they rise to the occasion. The same thing occurs with us. You put yourself around people that challenge you, that push you, that help you get to the next level, people that are doing it at a larger scale, then you begin to realize that this circle, you know, really raises my ceiling. One of the things I've learned is this thing called the law of the lid. You can only go as high as your leader or the person that you look up to. And so you want to make certain that the people that mentor you or the people that you admire really have a ceiling that's just so, so extraordinarily high that it constantly pushes you to keep reaching and reaching and reaching, right? And so look at the people around you as a leader. Look at the people that you associate with, you hang out with. Look at the people in your life that you are leaning from, spending time, quality time with, and ask yourself, is this my ceiling? I want you to really evaluate. Only you can answer that question, but I think it's important. The point still remains that your circle definitely determines your ceiling. Now, the other thing that I think is important, here's number two, is the law of association. Now, who you're connected to shapes your destiny. I often say what you stand under is what you ultimately understand. One of the greatest decisions anyone can ever make in a lifetime is who you allow to mentor you, who's pouring into you, who is investing into your life. And the law of association here is about connecting with people who help craft and shape your destiny, the end game, people that are sowing into your not yet, showing you the path to greatness, giving you the strategies, the roadmap. And that's why it's so important to have the right people out there that can point you in the right direction to help you know what to avoid and which way to go. And I think that's so important, right? In terms of, you know, in terms of purpose, in terms of, you know, your economic situation, in terms of your spiritual life, in terms of your relationship life, you know, domestic life, all of those things. You need somebody that can, through the law of association, they can help shape you. You are a product of that circle. You are a product of your connections and associations. And so don't apologize for wanting to be around greatness, wanting to be around extraordinary people. And the more that I've learned, the more that you begin to elevate in life, you begin to have a greater frustration with people that think at low levels and people that are not producing. And so the nauseation, the frustration, the irritation you feel is because you're growing and you're pushing and you are connected to people who are not. But when you are connected to people like who are doing it, it inspires you. You get up and you're like constantly feeling the need to keep pushing and keep motivating yourself. And I think that's so important, right? And so the law of association matters. When you begin to look throughout history, you begin to look throughout even the Bible, you begin to see people who are aligned and who are connected, and you start thinking, wow, I can understand why these folks hung out together, why these organizations evolved. People were associating themselves together with excellence, and they were trying to push each other to be extraordinary. And that's what you want. And you want to be on the top end of that spectrum, not the low end, where you are associating with people, again, who are attempting to keep you at a certain level and never rising to the place where you desire to be. So the law of association, make a note of that. So ask yourself, you know, who is shaping my destiny here? All right. Here's the third one. I want to spend a little time here. It's access and alignment. And how do relationships open the doors and create opportunities for you? See, it's about being properly aligned oftentimes gives you the access that you need, right? It gives you access. Alignment creates access. And the doors that will open up because of who you're connected to. There's certain opportunities and tables you'll sit at because of the alignments that you have. One of the things I tell leaders all the time is don't be polarizing, but leverage your relationships that you can be aligned so that you can get doors open. Sometimes the doors that are opening are not just for you, but they're for the people that you represent. And when you polarize yourself, you rob those people of incredible opportunities and resources that could help. So I like to stay neutral. I like to get to a point where I'm like, I want to align with people that can help bring resources to the people and people to the resources. I'm aligning with people that can give me access to, you know, better opportunities, aligning with people that can give you access to capital when you're trying to take on a new venture, aligning with people that can help you understand the landscape of a city when you're trying to build. Align with people, you know, that can help you get an understanding of your current situation because perhaps they have worked in that same field. See how this works? So alignment is so important. And one of the scriptures that comes to my mind, and Jesus says in John 15,
you know, that I am the true vine, you're the branches, and if you're connected to me, then you'll bear fruit. And he talks about, here is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. The whole scripture is about alignment with him and the fruit that comes thereafter. And I believe that when you align with what's aligned with him, I think the same holds true. I think you position yourself for extraordinary fruit to come from your life. And so make sure you recognize that if you're not getting access to certain places, it's probably because of alignment, a lack of alignment. Who do you know? Who are you connected with? Who are you aligned? What organizations have you aligned with? What ministries have you aligned with? What persons have you aligned with in order to get the things that you need done? Got it? All right. Here's number four. Proximity breeds perspective. Wow. Who I hang around has a lot to do with how I see life. See, I learn from the right people and it shifts my mindset. When I'm around people, man, that see life from a different perspective, they see opportunity, they see possibility. They're not Debbie Downers, but they truly do go after that, which is great. Man, I can tell my perspective is changing. I tell people all the time, I teach this around the world, that vision is about exposure. And the reason why some people have limited vision is because they haven't been exposed to anything other than what they've already known. So their perspective is limited and skewed based upon their own history and their context until they are opened up to going into new places and seeing greater things. They will always be limited by what they've always known. Perhaps here's an opportunity for you to start thinking about the people around me. Are they thinking at another level? Are they world traveled? Are these people sharing with me things that I never would have known had not I been connected or around somebody who knew that, who was speaking that language? You ought to be eager to get in rooms and you're like not the smartest person at the table, but you're sitting there and you're just gleaning from the perspectives of certain people who don't see opposition. They see opportunities, right? They look at life completely differently because they know what's possible. And these are people that have a whole different perspective. They're talking about different things, and that's what you want to be around. These are the kinds of people, I assure you, that can truly be a blessing to your life. And so I believe proximity does breed perspective. How you look at life, how you look at your situation has everything to do with what you're close to. And I think that's important. Here's number five. How do you be intentional about your environment? How do you avoid spaces that limit your potential? I want you to unapologetically as a leader be clear that there's some places I just can't go anymore. There's some invitations I don't take, some places I don't hang out, some organizations I can't be connected to because it truly, 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 truly limits my potential. When I recognize and acknowledge the previous things I just shared with you, I have to be intentional about the places I go. Now, it's not about thinking that you're better than anybody else. No, it's about you being a steward of the amazing leadership capital that's been placed in you and saying, I have to look at this like treasure, and I want to make sure that I invest this treasure in the right spaces. The worst thing you could ever do is continuously invest in something and get no return. Now, everybody knows that's a bad business model. So why would I be in environments that are not producing anything, nor are they, you know, reciprocating anything back into my life? And so that's why it's so important to make sure that you truly, truly are intentional about your environments. Don't move in emotion. Don't move with crowds. You move because this alignment, this environment is consistent with what I'm trying to accomplish and where I'm trying to go. Got it? All right. Here's number six. Big one now. Ready? Eliminate proximity parasites. Some connections drain you instead of developing you. Man, how do you know when it's time to just let people go? When those relationships become toxic, they become stale, apathetic, they don't pour anything into you. People are clinging to you. You keep pouring out more that's poured back into you. You deserve relationships of reciprocity. You deserve to be in situations that are equally beneficial and symbiotic relationships. And for this moment where you're about to go, what's happening in your life and the things you're trying to accomplish, you have to release yourself and eliminate these parasites that are clinging and draining you. They're draining energy from you that you cannot even fulfill the vision that you have over your own life. You can't even accomplish what you're trying to accomplish because you are worn down by their requests and their needs and whatever. I tell people all the time, go to your list of contacts on your phone And when you get through going through that, I want you to ask yourself, how many of those people in your contact need you and how many of them feed you? That's a sobering question. So I want you to really process that. I want you to think about that. I want you to be courageous enough, because leadership is courageous. Be courageous enough to eliminate proximity parasites. All right. Now, I want to review before I go to number 7, as we always do. And we're talking today about the power of proximity, you know, positioning ourselves for purpose. And our first point was about, you know, understanding how our circle determines our ceiling. And we talked about you rise to the level of those around you, how important that is to really understand, to put myself in environments that challenge me and stretch me. The second thing we discussed is the law of association, that you are whoever you're connected to ultimately can shape your destiny. You know, one quote from Jim Rohn, all of us know this quote, that you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So when you think about the law of association, it helps you realize that I've got to be mindful of these people in my life and whether or not these people, you know, are going where I'm trying to go. I did a message a few weeks ago entitled, "You Can't Go With Me If You Don't Grow With Me." And I think that's so important, because that then becomes a challenge to motivate people toward growing together, because you can't allow yourself to be in situations that are not producing fruit and are pushing you toward excellence. Here's number 3. It was about access and alignment. Doors open up. Relationships open up because I have access, because of my alignment. Who am I aligned with? Whoever I'm aligned with speaks to my values. It speaks to my heart. It speaks to my vision, my purpose. And so my alignment matters. Who am I connected to? Number 4 was about perspective, that proximity does breed perspectives. What I've been around has a lot to say about how I see life, what I've experienced, all of that. And then, of course, that's why I want to be number 5, intentional about my environment. I want to be very careful about the places I go and hang my hat. I want to be clear that I'm in an environment that's conducive to my growth. And then, of course, the courage to eliminate proximity parasites, to let these things that are draining me and taking the energy out of me away, let those things go and surround myself with those positive people, which moves me to number 7, that tells us that God moves through people. The divine connections position us for greater impact. Make no mistake about it. We said a lot about the places and the some people that you should disconnect from, but make no mistake about it, God uses human agency to help us get things done. And when you understand how God uses people, you want to make sure you have the right people in your life at the right season where you're trying to go. Proximity and purpose matters. And I think those things are aligned. I can tell how you feel about yourself, and I can tell where you're trying to go based on the people you consistently hang around. So as you listen to this today, and you begin to evaluate your relationships, please, please, please go through each one of these principles and begin to take serious evaluation and make sure that you are aligned, that you are in environments that can feed you, that can challenge you, that can push you to the next level. That's what this is about. It's about making certain that all of my relationships, all of them, at any given level, feed me, push me. That next phone call you get, will it drain you or will it inspire you to greatness? I hope this podcast has quickened something in you and inspired you to go after your vision as hard as possible and to accomplish all that you can accomplish. I want to thank you so much for listening today. Make sure you let me know what you think. Let's communicate. Hit me up on IG, Instagram at JosephWalker3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. Let me know what you thought about this one and share it with somebody you know needs to hear it. And finally, I want you to follow me at JosephWalker3. A lot going on. I'll be traveling in areas, books and conferences. Just go check it out. A lot of cool stuff. And you could join our book club, Next Level Leader Book Club. Just text book club to 78228. And then go over to YouTube once again and subscribe to my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Thank you for listening today. I truly appreciate it. And let me tell you, leaders, relationships matter and alignment matters. Thank you for listening. I hope you have been blessed. Until next time. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker.